I was very aware of this the sword being put here. And today I heard Revelations chapter 4. And I heard verse 11. So I'm going to take you there. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Creation is where the situations that God has had in his heart for our nation and for the countries of the world. And some people say, oh, we got to go back to Moses. Well, Moses isn't far enough, because that's not where the boo-boos came. That's where the law came. And if we take and see the nations of the world and all of the complicated circumstances that are about, you can get baffled. But if you go back to creation, you see the man and the woman that were created, and God said it was good. He didn't talk about childbirth being a problem. Yeah, I know, the apple. All I can tell you is, he wanted us to be aware that we need to recognize his worthiness, to receive the glory and honor and the power from us, because we're a byproduct of what he started. And we sometimes take credit without even realizing we're doing it. So, you know, we use the law, we use the rules, we use the word as a motivation to change our circumstances or to change those around us. And in case you forgot, that's witchcraft. And we're not giving God any glory when we're doing that. And we've been taught to do this. That's the hard part. A great deal of the, I don't know how to term it. I don't want to go to one aspect of the church to another, another, and another, and a title and a name and all that. I don't want to go there at all. But I want you to know that St. Paul warned us that there would be false, and you fill in the blank, false apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, you name it, all right? And they would be looking for control and honor and glory for themselves. And we spoke a little bit about this earlier, which I had not given you the word that he had given me. So when we give glory to ourselves, we give honor to ourselves, and we give power to ourselves, God is starved out of the picture. And we're not thinking about who created us. We're thinking about us recreating something that'll find a way to make us comfy or to give us relief. And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm not accusing anybody. That's not where I'm going. But I believe that part of that word that you had, that something powerful, sovereign, that he's going to bring forth into this earth, is going to baffle the wise and irritate those that have stolen the glory. Okay? Stolen the glory. Now, are they aware that they've been doing this? No, because they're doing what they were taught. I had applied to two different places, believing in the early 80s that I was supposed to go to a place to learn. The first place I went to, they told me they could take my money, and that was at PTL. The overseer of the school department told me I had nothing that they could teach me because I had already lived it. And my wife and I looked at each other and we said, well, at least we can, you know, verify they don't want to take our money because, and we were ready. We were ready to give up whatever we had to give up in order to get this piece of education. A degree, if you wish. A diploma. Okay? How important are they? Compare yourself to a thermometer. You've got nothing compared to them. Thermometer's got all kinds of wonderful degrees. Right?
That was very good, yeah.
That's what I thought you'd like that. But you see, it doesn't give it any wisdom. It doesn't give it any glory. Self-glorification has been a part of this generation and the generations in the past. I'm not taking any of them any higher or lower. I remember when the Holy Spirit started to teach me that when the Renaissance began, the word Renaissance, anybody know what it means? Huh?
To restore.
It really means born again.
Really?
Yeah, in French, Renaissance is to be born again. Okay? So, it was a rebirth, but it was a rebirth of the church and its hierarchy from a new level. Complaining about them and then walking in a new place. Whoever them are. And I'm not trying to blame anybody. Whoever them are. But the Lord says to us to pray for those who don't understand what he's up to. If you have the wisdom that you have, it's only because of his grace.
Amen. Amen.
If you have the revelation of what God has given you and me, it doesn't give us the right to walk around with our nose in the air and thinking we've got it all put together. Amen. No, we're totally dependent on him. And that doesn't make any sense to the world. When it was for me to go to work and be an understudy and to watch and to obey and to be where God had called me to be, there was no glory in it. Can you imagine that I would get a degree with no glory?
I can imagine.
Yeah. All I got was persecuted. Mm-hmm. Laughed at. Accused and abused. Not at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But the more that I grew in the knowledge and wisdom of God, and I remember saying to Gino, I didn't sign up for this. And he smiled and he said, yes, you did. I said, I got excommunicated. He said, so did I. And I began to go down the list. And he'd say, so did I. He said, welcome to the club. And I said, oh, thanks. I didn't want to join your club. I had already heard what had happened to him. And then, when he went home to be with the Lord, God opened doors that no man could shut. And he didn't allow an entourage and a big celebration and a big party. My degrees didn't matter because you know what? I was fully cooked. You could stick a needle in me and find that there was no blood coming out. I was well done. You laugh, but it's the truth. My one desire when I went to Pinecrest was the knowledge of My pastor, who was now with Jesus, that I would be ordained in the same room where he was ordained. And they went over the loudspeaker 2 days before the ordination. We're having a major party afterwards for you guys that are going to be ordained on Saturday. And this was Thursday night. But we're going to have it in the new room with all of you celebrants with a great, big, beautiful picnic outside on an outdoor cooking area, and it would be awesome. And I said, Lord, did you forget my prayer? And he didn't respond. Anyway, that morning, it was raining to beat the band. And in came an announcement. Those of you who have been planning to have a picnic, it's been canceled. We're now going to use the main room for a celebration room, and we're going to have the ordination in the old chapel, which is, believe it or not, a little tiny room, probably about the size of this one. And it's built underneath a road. There's a road that goes over it. It's got like an oval ceiling. And the only one that was happy was me. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't dare tell anybody. Because they had all these decorations up and, you know, they were going to celebrate. And obviously, it got downturned. It got lowered. And you know who got the glory? It was Jesus. I was so, so blessed. And I have a confession to make. They made a video of it, and I've never looked at it. It's never, never been watched. And I've had no press to do there because, again, of a fear that I would come to a place of glory. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready. You say, why? Because it's in the memory banks of my heart, and the glory doesn't belong to me, because I had nothing to do to prepare it. It was sovereignly prepared by the lady who gave us this piece of material. Her and her husband paid all the charges, because there was somebody that they were bringing in to be ordained, and they quit at the last minute, and I was the fill-in. All expenses paid. Why am I saying this? Because worthy you are, Lord and God, to receive the glory and honor and power, for you created me. And by your will they were created and have their being. That includes each and every one of us. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be here.
Amen.
If it wasn't for his grace and his favor, you and I would not have the knowledge that we have right now.
Amen.
And there's so much more to come. Amen. When we look to the one who began the good work to complete it, and we don't take on this, I guess, a carnal view or a carnal perspective of who our God is, and we humble ourselves, like Nebuchadnezzar, when he came out of that test, he knew every nation in that world at that time understood that he was worshiping the Most High. And he knew to give the glory to him because he already had known what it would be like to be a donkey. And in case you forgot, there's donkeys in all of us.
Amen.
And Jesus knows how to ride a donkey, even if it's a little bit wild.
That's good too. Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what am I saying to you? That scripture really is saying something to each of us. Go back to verse 8. Each of the four living creatures had six wings. I believe they were hovering like those eagles. Covered with eyes all around and under his wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him who sits on the throne and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." Would you close your book, please? Would you lift your hands to him? Say, "Father, we have a confession tonight.
Father, we have a confession.
If we have tried to take any glory,
in any fashion, way, or form,
we ask for a change of mind,
a change of perspective,
to really understand
who we really are.
We are the created beings.
You are the creator of all things.
And you certainly can hear our voice.
We cry out, "Holy.
Holy.
Holy.
Holy
is the Lord God Almighty.
Who was
and is
and is to come.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy,
our Lord and God,
to receive the glory,
to receive the honor,
and the power.
For you created me.
And it's by your will that I'm here.
And it's by your will that I have my being.
And my spirit.
And my soul.
And my body.
Recognizes
this night
that without you,
I would not have existence.
So be glorified, Lord God.
And we give thanks to Jesus.
Who paid our debt.
In full.
Hallelujah.
We lift up all
that are searching for you, Lord.
They may not understand you.
But you know how to draw them in.
And we're trusting the Creator.
To create circumstances.
That they will be able to bow their knee.
To find you, Lord Jesus.
Like you did with me.
Hallelujah.
I like that, amen. Love you guys. You don't have a choice because the scripture says, "Love one another as I have loved you." So, share some hugs. And we'll see you Sunday. And thank you again for all your benefits and the celebration on Sunday. I was very blessed. And your gifts. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.